We have Joanna Joy on air as well. Morena, lovely.
Morena.
How are you?
Good morning.
I'm pretty good. Hey, Aaron. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. I've been welcomed back by the guests now.
Yeah. And this is how we roll.
Well, I was here yesterday, so I was back before you.
Yeah, true.
Oh, I was actually in the station yesterday, but no one knew.
Oh,
because I was
secret.
Just getting some work done.
Like admin work.
Yeah, which is what I'm supposed to be doing now, but somehow I'm doing this.
Well, look what happened. You're in the middle of an interview.
Yeah.
Hey, Joanna, you're coming to Raglan with your new show.
I am, yes.
Woohoo.
I am. I'm going to be coming, I'm heading over soon.
Cool.
And, yeah, the show starts on Friday and Saturday at the Old School Art Centre.
Where are you right now? Because there's all sorts of problems with our roads.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
Yeah, I'm in Cambridge.
She should be all right. It's a one-lane road right now on State Highway 23, right?
Yeah, there's a possibility it will get closed.
Oh.
But we,
yeah.
There
are alternative routes, but you want to keep an eye out because the alternative route could be really long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check out Waka Kotahi for the traffic journey information, hey?
Okay, cool. Thank you.
That's one way. They're a bit slow, though.
Yeah.
Check with Racer.
But I mean, today's Wednesday and your show is Friday. You have 2 days. You have 2 days to get here. You can do it. It'll be fine.
That's right.
And your show Friday evening, and then you have one Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening for the people who are not evening people. That Saturday afternoon is cool. Is it kid friendly? Can we bring the children? What about the children?
I wouldn't advise bringing the children.
Cool.
Yeah, it's because it's mostly stand up. It's mostly talking, and so it's some quite like highbrow content. And there's like not really any swear. Maybe there's a couple of swears in there.
Yeah.
And some of the content, I guess, is like more adult themed.
Right.
Like, my mum is like a really great supporter of my work, but as I'm like, oh, it's the first time doing it, I'm not sure if I want you to see it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I remember your last show as Banana Jolie when you did your Confessions of an Aerobic Instructor. That was very kid-friendly, I felt, because lots of dancing, lots of jumping around, just funny faces. And this show was quite different, right? Mm. How was it different?
So it's called Standing Still. I'm not playing a character. I'm just me, JJ, doing stand-up comedy. There is also going to be some movement in it as well, though. And that's kind of a fun thing within the show because it's decided randomly by the audience. So when I tested it out the other day, it was so cool to kind of come to life. And sometimes the audience really stitched me up by making me dance when I was right in the middle of a joke or kind of throw on some songs back to back and stuff.
Yeah.
I guess, Chance, what was your question about being kid-friendly and what's different about this?
Well, just in general, because you said yesterday when I spoke to you that this one is quite different. And why have you decided to step away from Banana Jolie?
Yeah, I'd say it's like a stepping to the side because I am doing a lot of Banana Jolie work this summer, and I think I will always do. Banana Jolie is always part of who I am.
Yeah,
And I do love doing that bright, colourful, family-friendly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think several reasons why I started to transition to stand-up. One of them was, during the pandemic, I knew that the big festivals and big events and things like that wouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
And so I figured that I might as well do something that I know that I'm not that good at yet and just kind of use it as an opportunity, and that the more cozy kind of stand-up rooms were happening.
Cool.
Also because, like, genuinely, in my life, I am wanting to do less and kind of strip things back a lot more and, I guess, like, strip back into a different level of authenticity.
Yeah.
So, like, stand-up comedy, there is no character, there's no props, there's no, like, not so much a facade because I like to think as Banana Jolie I am really honest, but it is also like a way to kind of, I guess, bring in different kinds of messages and truth to audiences. Because I studied during this time when I was kind of making this transition, I was studying psychology and philosophy and thinking.
True,
like
I forgot.
All that stuff was really informing the way that I was, the messages that I was wanting to share.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured that stand-up would be one of the better ways to do it. And then in terms of, like, basically in October, I hustled this performance tour, and I knew I was doing Changing Lives with Joy, my comedy street family friendly aerobic show. But I wanted to do another show as well, and I kind of listed all of the Banana Jolie acts that I could do, and then I listed all the stand-up I could do, and I was like, it's not expensive to do stand-up because I need less props. Like, I've already got a van full of stuff for, like, three different shows, and so it's actually really nice that I don't have to bring as much stuff. The tech is a lot more minimal, and, it's just a bit – it's just kind of easy to tour.
Yeah. True.
Do you know what? It sounds, listening to you, it sounds like there's something very serious behind your comedy.
Isn't it always?
Well, I think there always is, yeah.
Definitely.
I actually take myself, like, quite seriously for someone who is a comedian.
You don't or you do?
I do.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it's like, in various ways, sometimes I bust myself, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, being hard on yourself and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm really hard on myself, and that's like taking myself too seriously, territory.
I hear you. Mm. That's a thing. People do it. It happens. It's normal. Where are you heading after Raglan when you leave us again on, I assume, Sunday or Monday?
Well, I'm actually going to hang around for the week, I think, because it'll be like my first proper week off.
Yes.
For a while.
Have a week off and pray for good weather.
Absolutely.
It might be good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking.
It might be good.
Yeah, it might be good.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I haven't done as much surfing this summer as what I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd be keen just to hang. And
awesome.
After that, I'm going up to Tamaki Makaurau. I'm doing a couple of gigs and a family-friendly circus show called Circus in the Square in Aotea Square.
True. 18th, 19th of Feb, that is, right?
That's it.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's free. Yeah.
Ooh. I like free things.
So do you get paid? You do get paid anything?
Yes, I get paid. So it's funded by Auckland Live. It was going to be last year, but that was when the COVID red light hit. So it's really cool that we're able to do it again.
Sweet.
And there's going to be all sorts of stuff, like lots of local circus artists from Tamaki Makaurau, and then I'm Banana Jolie emceeing it, and we're going to do the Banana Boogie Dance Workshop, and I'm doing Changing Lives with Joy as well. So basically, I'm going to be pretty busy.
Sounds busy. And then you also said that you're going to do the show you did at Soul Rise at Earthbeat, right? Which is happening in March, I assume?
That's right. Yeah, so Earthbeat's the 22nd to the 27th of March, I think. And I'm going to be teaching Banana Boogie Dance Workshop there, and then also presenting the show that I did at Soul Rise called Late Night Vibology.
Oh, I would love to see that one, but I don't want to go to Earthbeat, so what do I do?
I don't know what you do. Just wait, I guess.
Have a private show at my house and invite only friends.
You know what? We could definitely do that. I am in Raglan for the week.
Sweet. Let's make it happen, Joanna.
Has Banana Jolie got a YouTube channel at all?
My YouTube channel, I think, so one thing that's evident in the fact that, like, I'm Banana Jolie, and then now I'm like performing me, Joanna Joy, as like some of my brand names aren't as consistent as what they probably should be. But if you type in Banana Jolie into YouTube, you will come across my videos. But I think it's under the Joanna Simo YouTube channel.
Yeah, Erin,
there is some work on there.
Erin, are you thinking about taking up some aerobic lessons from Banana Jolie? Or
I kind of feel like Banana Jolie could have a TV show or something like that. It sounds like the sort of character who could.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but these days you just go to YouTube. You don't bother trying to impress the TV executive. You just do it yourself.
Yeah.
I did have, like, in lockdown and stuff, I did have people saying, like, make some content. Mm. And I was making stuff, but then also I was doing uni and actually just using it. People were like, oh, what are you working down in lockdown? And I was like, I'm working on the discipline of lying on the couch.
Yeah.
Like, it was really hard for me. That's why I had a struggle with standing still.
Yeah. But it's such a valuable lesson to learn when you do that, isn't it, just? We did talk about your process of writing yesterday a bit, but I was wondering, do you have any like people that inspire you to write or to be funny? Like, are there any comedians where you're like, this person or that dude or this lady?
Yeah, sure. There's like a couple of Kiwi comedians that I feel like I am quite influenced by.
Yeah.
Reece Darby.
Oh, yes.
Who was Murray in Flight of Concord.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much his material, but more just his kind of style.
Yeah.
Guy Montgomery.
Don't know that one.
Mm, me neither.
He's on like Taskmaster and stuff. And like Chris Parker.
Those are all dudes.
Rose Metafeo. Rose Metafeo.
No, Richmond Rose Metafeo.
Oh, yeah.
Other comedians. Yeah, let me think. Eliza Slidlinger. I think I might have said her name wrong. pronounced it wrong. But, yeah, there's a few out there. Mm-hmm. And essentially, one of the reasons why I also started stand-up is because I was like, I'm going to make the comedy that I want to see.
Yes.
That I'm not seeing being made.
Yeah.
So how do you describe that, the comedy that's missing?
Sure. So as like a female comedian, I guess like sometimes there's this trope of like making jokes about Tinder or making jokes about being single or making jokes about like getting older or making jokes about periods and things like that. And whilst I think that material is all valid and if it's written really well, I do find it funny.
Mm.
But like I guess the things that I've learned, I'm kind of like, I don't know if I actually want to be making jokes about that, because by us making jokes about that, it's like there's something awkward or wrong about a woman getting older or about a woman being single or something like that.
True.
And like, respect, like men make the same jokes, like it's not completely a gendered thing. Men make jokes about getting older, men make jokes about being single, all that sort of a thing. But I think like the trend in female comedy with comedians like Amy Schumer, they have gone for like that real kind of shock factor and almost like just kind of, I guess, almost make jokes like men.
Yes, yes.
And so I really try and be uplifting. I also try not to be self-deprecating. So that means that I have to be quite like, I guess I go for like quite witty kind of intellectual stuff. Sometimes it's quite existential.
Yeah.
I guess I do some self-deprecating stuff, I guess, about me being like a white woman in their 30s kind of a thing, who studied these things and so like straddles that kind of modern woke culture-y kind of thing and just kind of exposes it for what it is.
Mm-hmm. True.
Or from what I see it as. Yeah, there's some stuff about health and meditation and all that sort of thing. And I guess, like, in all of my work, like, my work as a performer, my work as a movement educator, and my work when I'm not on tour and stuff, I work in mental health. Like, what I really value and what drives me is, like, service to others, spreading joy, and, like, igniting things in people, like kind of switching lamps on or making people feel like they've got more space to completely be who they want to be. And so with some of these, that's also why like with stand-up, it's almost like there's these that can kind of like give the messages a lot clearer. And then again, I'm also just like, you know what, I don't know what I'm saying. Like, I don't even know. I don't know anything.
Yeah. Exactly.
We don't know.
No, and I mean, to be fair, I told Aaron off air too, that's like, you inspire me to, you know, do more of the things that I want to do. So you are doing a great job at that.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you.
It works.
And I really like that angle of trying to bring joy and happiness. And sometimes people go, well, that's a bit sugary sweet, but there's a real need for that. We watch too much news and we take too much of it on board and too much of that heavy feeling. And what you're doing, I think, is actually so much more important than probably most people realize.
It is.
Thanks so much, because there are lots of times where I also question that. I question whether what I am doing is significant or good enough or, like, relevant or if I should do that master's degree or whatever, and that's my way of serving the world. But, like, yeah, I really do appreciate that. And I am, the more that I do, I guess, take that really seriously and see that as as an important thing as someone who's a nurse being like, what I do is really, you know, all the people who are out doing all the flood relief stuff, of what service that is. It's like, yeah, this joy that I spread, it is an act of service.
Yeah. And to be fair, you know, if you do any other kind of comedy, you would also question that. You know, the questioning would never stop. That's part of the process, and that's kind of a good thing too. You know, it's just there. That's fine. Cool. Mm. Hey, yesterday evening we did a shout out because you still needed some people to pack down on Saturday. Shall we do that again?
We can do a shout out. We can do any kind of a shout out.
Any kind of a shout out. Shout out to the shout outs.
I need a haircut, so I'm excited for that as well.
Hey, Gord, talk to Gord.
Yeah, I have. I messaged Gord, but I don't want to have to. Now it's public as well. I want to be harassing Gord.
You could do it on stage.
No, I won't.
That's a new act happening right now.
That's really unfair on Gord. Gord's a legend.
He is.
So just on Saturday after the show, I have to pack up the lights and load them in my van and stuff. And yeah, if anyone wants to stick around, I'll be grabbing a box of beers and we can have a beer and put some music on and coil up some cables together.
Cool.
If you're up for that. And if you are up for that, maybe send me a message so that then I kind of have tabs on who's going to be around. So you can contact me on Facebook, Joanna Joy, or on Instagram at banana_Jolie.
Cool. People can do. Aaron is processing. You have your processing face on.
The double underscore was like. Did someone get it with a single underscore before you?
No, this is another example of my branding fail. Like I went for banana single underscore Jolie, and then I forgot the password, and then I got locked out, and then I needed like a new email to get in.
Oh, brilliant!
All that sort of thing.
Oh, things just happen, and just like yesterday, shall I let you go with a tune that is really dear to you?
Oh, that was such a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday we did Low, Chet Faker. Maybe we do something different.
Mm-hmm.
What you thinking?
Let me think. Oh, dun, yeah. Do you have dun. I Say a Little Prayer for You by Leanne LaHava?
Ooh.
It's a cute little boppy one. I feel like as the rain's pouring down outside, wherever people are, we can...
Leanne LaHava, Say a Little Prayer.
Live version? Are we going for the live version here?
Yeah, that one.
That one?
Okay.
Cool, we shall do that. Hey, you were talking to Reza and Aaron on the morning show, and Joanna Joy was with us promoting her show, which is Friday and Saturday at the Raglan Old School Arts Center. We're super looking forward to see you, Joanna. Drive safe.
Thanks so much.
And see you soon.